Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Full EV or plug-in hybrid? Go electric with Kia. For more, log on to kia.com.
Jenny Brennan's in Finglas in Dublin, on the north side of the city. Go ahead, Jenny. What happened?
Hey, how are you?
Good, good.
I'm literally just on... Today, I was in a coffee shop in Blanchardstown.
Yeah.
And I was at the counter, ordered my stuff. Mm-hmm. And when I went to pay, I had cash. So okay. The girl refused to take the cash from me because of COVID.
Okay.
So I said to the girl, I've no money on my card, I have cash.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't have cards.
Yeah, like so, even like the older generation like wouldn't carry cards, they carry their cash, like their pension and stuff. Do you know what I mean? So there's no signs up as you're queuing to make your order. No signs at all saying cards only. There's no signs on the way into the shop to say card only. So I went up and there was a tiny little sign saying card payments only due to COVID-19.
Okay.
At the till. When you're finished putting your order in, so your order just left sitting there basically if you've no cash, if you've no card.
So what did you do with what you bought?
I was actually embarrassed. I was so embarrassed at the till, I actually had to ring somebody and get someone to actually Revolut me the money.
Okay.
Because I have got a Revolut card, but I was just so embarrassed, like, because just wouldn't take the cash from me.
You had no money on your Revolut.
No, the money wasn't on my Revolut. But it's not just me. It's like it's other people as well. It's like the older generation. If older people went in there and all they had was cash on them, no cards.
And have you any understanding, Jenny, what were they going to do if you didn't have, if you didn't
they
manage?
Probably, I don't know. I don't know what they would have done. I don't know. Like, would they take the stuff and just put it back on the shelf?
Yeah, but did you buy a pastry or?
I bought a cake. I bought two cakes.
Oh, very good.
And just wouldn't take the cash. So it was just like, that's a legal tender. Can you not take it? And she says, no, can't take it due to COVID. Now, I don't understand if the shop opened and they took only card payments from the beginning, from the day one they opened, but they took cash beforehand, before the COVID. So.
Okay. Are you finding that a lot, Jenny?
No, that's the first time I've come across it.
Was that okay?
Yeah, that's the first time I've come across it. I was just wondering, has anyone else come across it? Has anyone else had issues with it?
And what what do you work at yourself?
I work in retail myself, yeah. So there is signs encouraging.
Yeah, of course.
Card payments.
Yeah.
But no way would we be able to refuse cash as it's a legal tender. Like, you know.
Okay, where are you living in Finglas, Jenny?
Yeah.
Where now? I know it's not Finglas, but
it's in between Blanche and Finglas.
But I'm thinking of the COVID outbreaks where they're talking about West Dublin. I don't know what part of West Dublin is big. It's Clondalkin, Ballyfermot. It could be Blanchardstown. It could be Mulhuddard. But the numbers out there apparently are really worrying. Really worrying, especially among young people. Anyway, and how are you protected work-wise, Jenny?
I'm grand and work-wise. Work-wise is grand. Like, we have the masks on. We have to wear masks. The screens, shields up. There's social distance markings on the ground. But some people don't abide by them. Some people, I think, are just living under a rock with all of this going on.
Daddy, and you said, when you say to people, when you check somebody saying, listen, there is a 2 metre gap.
Yeah.
What reaction do you get?
Well, they look at you like you're 10 heads, like if there's nothing going on in this world. Like it's like as if it's just over a head. There's no COVID going on. They're grand. They're not going
to
get it.
And does anyone say to you, COVID is a hoax? There are some lunatics around who believe that.
There is some lunatics that think that it's a hoax and that it's...
All those people aren't dying.
Yeah, that's not happening.
What a guy. Okay, Jenny,
I think until it happens to somebody like that, they'll understand it.
Yeah, Jenny, stay safe and thanks for your service. The retail workers have been absolutely brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. They don't get enough praise. Thanks, Jenny. That's Jenny Brennan. Zoe, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe. It's a pleasure to speak to you.
Yeah, and likewise. You said this whole thing of the COVID excuse, people saying we don't go.
I had exactly the same experience as that girl. Just went to a clothes shop that was reopening in Cruces Street on the 28th. Went in, queued to get in first, then went in, picked out what I wanted to buy, and then I went to the desk, had a chat with the guy behind, and he said, talking away, and then I just put my cash on the counter, and he said, oh, sorry, it's credit card only. And I went, but I have cash here. It's cash. And he said, no, no, it's a pandemic, you know. And I went, oh, yeah, I'm well aware of a pandemic. So I said, what's going to happen now? Because I've had a welcome back email from the shop saying that they would like you to use card, but they would accept cash as well. Okay. And he goes, no, 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 that's not our policy. And I went, well, what do I do? And he said, well, you can't, you have to go away and leave them. So I had to leave the clothes and walk out because I didn't have a card with me. So it's quite embarrassing.
You left empty, yeah, I can imagine. You left empty-handed.
Yes, and I had picked out the nice things that I wanted to get. And,
you're Adam, and the email said we would welcome cards, obviously,
yes,
in
I actually
preference,
have it on,
but cash would be accepted.
Yes, and I emailed them and said, look, I didn't get the welcome you promised me, I haven't heard back since. So it is happening, and there was nothing up. I wasn't told beforehand, how would you like to pay, or would you prefer to pay by card or cash?
A reminder that, you know, we only take card payment.
But in the meantime, like, say, 2 days later, my sister went to the same store and the security guard was saying we're only accepting card payments. So obviously it had got through to someone that my experience was very embarrassing, and I didn't make a big fuss. I'm not one for making a big fuss. Mm-hmm. I just walked out. I slimmed out, basically. And I was a bit fed up. As you would be like.
What did you say, Zoe? You slinked out.
I felt like slinking out. Wow, yeah, I did. Yeah, yeah. Wouldn't like, come on, it's embarrassing.
Embarrassing,
so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I could have had 50 cards at home. He wasn't to know that. I just didn't have them on me at the time.
Okay, Zoe, so say with us, Patricia, 51551, my chance. Patricia.
Hi, Joe, how are you?
Good, thanks. The other way around, what happened? You went to your local bank.
I went to my local bank. I save up a few bob for my grandkids are going to Disney in 2022. And instead of giving them presents, I've been putting a few bob in towards the trip.
Okay.
So I went to my local bank with the bank book that I have for them. And I asked them on the previous visit, could they write it up to date? And she said, oh, we can't do it at the moment. So last week I went in again and I had €65 in notes to deposit into the book.
Sorry, Patricia, did she say why she couldn't take the book and write up the deposit in the book?
The first time, no. She's just said we can't do it at the moment. So then last week I went back again and I took the book and I had €65 in notes saved up. And I gave her the €65, which she took, and I asked her, could she write up the book? And she said, oh, I'm sorry, we're not allowed to write them up. And I said, how do you mean you're not allowed to write them up? And she said, oh, we're not allowed to touch the book because of COVID. But I said, you've no problem taking €65 in notes.
That's true, actually. Well spotted.
And she said, that's the rule.
That's the rules, okay. The COVID excuse. Okay, Patricia, thanks indeed. Zoe, thanks indeed. Joe,
thank you
both. Stay well. 51551, my chance back after this.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.